Hello, folks. This is Peggy Garvey McMahon, your volunteer reader for Sunsounds, and it's time once again for the tabloids. So let's have a look and see what's happening this week. I'd like to begin by reading you the cover stories from the current issue of The Enquirer. And as you might guess, it's a royal story about Meghan. $90 million Meghan nightmare. The royals fear that Harry's wife will demand hush money. Already, tense negotiations over Prince Harry's shocking exit from the senior royal family exploded over fears his rebel wife Meghan will demand a stunning $90 million settlement in return for keeping silent about the shocking details about her relationship with her blue-blood in-laws, the National Enquirer has learned. Her Majesty's key advisers and members of the royal family fear the Duchess of Sussex wants the monarchy to buy her silence, a high-level courtier revealed in a bombshell world exclusive. The last thing they want is a no-holds-barred TV interview, or worse, a tell-all book, describing in excruciating detail what Meghan has endured at the family's hands as a biracial American divorcee. They're terrified that she'll hold out for a massive payout for what her friends say is shocking abuse suffered since marrying Harry. Apparently, Meghan told Hollywood friends life behind palace walls is toxic and even accused the royals of racism and sexism. Sources claim that Meghan, 38, believes the family hated her from day one. She gave up her own celebrity life for love, but she's been hounded and pilloried since, according to insiders. Now, she wants a fresh start with Harry and their son Archie, and that's as far away as she can get from her hellish life in London, the courtier said. But the royals fear she'll want a $90 million payout from the monarchy's coffers to finance their new life in return for keeping her mouth shut. The former Suits star's unconventional ways have thrown the monarchy into one of its most serious crises ever, a well-placed source told The Enquirer. Already reeling from the couple's staggering announcement that they were stepping back as senior royals, Elizabeth, 93, was deeply hurt by Meghan's alleged money-grubbing, said the insider. And Meghan's father-in-law, Prince Charles, 71, was livid. Harry's dad has secretly funneled millions of his own money to bankroll Harry and Meghan's luxury lifestyle, revealed a source, as well as giving them $3 million a year from his $2 billion Duchy of Cornwall estate for their daily expenses. Charles used his personal cash to furnish the couple's homes, Frogmore Cottage, which cost taxpayers $3 million to renovate. He also picked up the tab for much of their $30 million wedding to welcome Meghan to the family. Now, Charles feels stabbed in the back. Prince William and his wife, Kate, who tried to broker a peace pact but were shut down by Meghan, says the Sussexes don't deserve a dime. Harry, 35, is worth $33 million after inheritances from the late Princess Diana and the late Queen Mother, while Meghan's worth about $5 million. But that's not clearly enough to allow them to go it alone in the style they've been accustomed to, sniffed the insider. That's why Meghan is believed to have secretly laid the groundwork for their epic split more than 6 months ago by trademarking Sussex Royal on hundreds of items, from tacky T-shirts, hats, and hoodies to magazines and who knows what else. For life that she's planning, she needs more, much more. Palace Insider said that Meghan, who didn't respond to a request for comment, masterminded the move to quit the royal family. She never planned to settle in London, dished an insider. Her intent has always been to establish their base in America or Canada or both. She never fit into royal life. She balked at rules and was nicknamed Diva Duchess for being difficult and demanding. Meghan even snubbed the Queen, refusing her invitation to her cottage estate Balmoral in the summer and Sandringham for Archie's first Christmas. Meghan never got along with William and Kate. She was angry at William for telling Harry he was moving too fast in marrying her, causing a deep rift between the brothers that may never be repaired. And Meghan is intensely jealous of Kate, They haven't spoken privately in over 6 months. Little Archie doesn't know his cousins George, Louis, and Charlotte. The Queen is bending over backwards to find a face-saving solution for the exit of the couple, who insist on, quote, financial independence, end quote, to earn their own money from commercial ventures, usually a royal no-no. But Meghan wants to turn the Sussex brand into a global empire with herself as Queen Bee, and follow in the lucrative footsteps of famous friends like Elton John, Barack and Michelle Obama, Gayle King, and Hillary Clinton, said The Insider. She's already dipped her toe back in Hollywood waters. Harry was caught on tape publicly pitching Disney honcho Bob Iger to give her voiceover work at an official royal event. Once they break away and drop out of sight in Canada, or wherever, even if they're allowed to keep their titles, they'll lose their public appeal. But Meghan doesn't see that. Following in Princess Diana's footsteps was her dream, and the royal family turned it into a nightmare. Okay, next we have Patrick Stewart's Star Trek disaster. Star Trek Captain Patrick Stewart is returning to the role that made him a high-flying Hollywood star, but also led to his biggest heartbreak. The British actor has confessed that the popular sci-fi series sent his first marriage crashing to earth after he spent more time working than focusing on his family. Chrome Dome Patrick has admitted he virtually ignored then-wife Sheila Falconer and their now grown kids, Sophie and Daniel, in the late 80s when he was filming Star Trek: The Next Generation. "When I got married and had children, I missed huge amounts of time," confessed 79-year-old Patrick, who's resumed his popular role as Captain Jean-Luc Picard in CBS All Access series Star Trek Picard. "I would see my kids on Sunday, if I was lucky, and it was hard on my kids." The couple, who married in 1966, filed for divorce in 1991, not 1990 as previously reported, with court papers citing irreconcilable differences. But in a blockbuster report published in February of 1991, the National Enquirer revealed Patrick was caught spending nights at the home of sexy actress Jennifer Hetrick. Sources revealed that Patrick and brunette beauty Jennifer, then 32, and starring on the hit TV drama L.A. Law, were surprisingly open about their relationship in front of the Star Trek cast and crew. "Everyone on the set knows they're practically living together," a show insider tattled at the time. "They're together all the time and have been very open about the romance. He sure doesn't act like a man who's married." An Enquirer reporter even witnessed Patrick emerging from Jennifer's L.A. apartment after an all-night date, stepping out at 6:50 a.m. for the morning paper, dressed in a woman's purple robe. At the time, his wife Sheila was 6,000 miles away in London. According to our story, when a reporter asked Sheila what she thought about her husband openly romancing another woman, she replied, "You're being silly. I don't believe it." But just 3 days later, Sheila and Patrick announced their separation. Patrick and Jennifer dated for 2 years immediately after his divorce and were reportedly briefly engaged, but never married. Patrick, who did not respond to our request for comment, married Star Trek producer Wendy Neuse in 2000. They divorced in 2003. He's been married to 41-year-old jazz singer Sonny Ozell since 2013. And Justin is to gain Jessica's trust as a stay-at-home dad. Justin Timberlake is hoping to wiggle himself out of wife Jessica Biel's doghouse by becoming a stay-at-home dad. Sources told the National Enquirer the sexy back singer, who's been in the hot seat since being caught getting handsy with co-star Alicia Wainwright in November, has promised to spend more time in the house with their 4-year-old son Silas. The former boy bander issued a humiliating public statement after the incident, saying, "I apologize to my amazing wife and family for putting them through such an embarrassing situation," adding, "Nothing happened between me and my co-star." But that didn't appease his wife, according to sources. As the Inquirer reported last week, insiders said that the former NSYNC sensation has been forced into couples therapy, which totally grinds his gears. However, sources said that Justin, 39, will do anything to make his wife happy. Insiders dish that Jessica, 37, was already at wit's end with Justin before he was snapped November 21st, getting up close and personal with Alicia in a New Orleans bar. Even before the scandal, Justin was spending a lot of time on the road while Jessica was stranded in Beverly Hills, responsible for their kid for keeping up the house, snitched the source. Those days are over. And here we have the feds say that Lori and her hubby are blocking evidence. Disgraced sitcom star Lori Loughlin and hubby Mosimo Giannulli have been stonewalling the feds by withholding discovery evidence in their college admission scandal case, despite repeated requests from the government prosecutors charged. But last month, defense attorneys for Loughlin accused the government of refusing to share details of FBI interviews with confessed fixer William Rick Singer. The former Fuller House star and her husband are accused of paying Singer $500,000 to ease their daughter's way into the University of Southern California as fake crew recruits. According to L.A. attorney Richard Klein, who is not involved in the case, both sides are obligated to share information, documents, and other key evidence in discovery. But former New York prosecutor and current criminal defense attorney Gerald Allen, who's also not involved in the case, explained Loughlin and Giannulli have good reason to keep their cards close to their vests. Until the government provides full disclosure of their evidence, the defense has no obligation whatsoever to turn over any documents or evidence in response, Allen explained. The embattled couple's legal team previously filed a motion asking a judge to force prosecutors to produce all information regarding Singer's claims to his clients that their payments were made to USC, along with information about the school's alleged knowledge of Singer's operation. Next we have Bruce's boy was born to fight fires. He's blazing his own path. Rocker Bruce Springsteen had a special kind of glory day when his son, Sam, 26, was sworn in as a New Jersey firefighter. The boss, 70, and his wife and bandmate, Patty Schialfa, 66, had a front row seat at the January 14th ceremony in Jersey City. "This is really my son's day," the Garden State native gushed, adding that his son had traveled a long road to get there. Sam, who joined the department as a trainee last summer, said he was fulfilling a lifelong dream when he became a full-fledged firefighter, according to his mama. "Stay safe. Love your brave heart," proud Patty wrote on her Instagram account. Sam is the youngest of the couple's children. Son Evan James, 29, is a musician, and Jessica Ray, 28, is a champion show jumper. When asked if he was worried about the dangers of the job, the I'm on fire singer said he wasn't sweating it. "I think he can handle himself very well." And next we have Cameron's complete baby makeover. Ecstatic new parents Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden are overhauling every aspect of their lives to protect their bundle of joy. Cameron calls it their baby makeover, spilled an insider. Since welcoming miracle daughter Radix via surrogate on December 30th, the 47-year-old actress and rocker Benji, 40, have completely revamped their health regime and home to benefit the baby, sources said. "She's become obsessed, but in a good way," dished the insider of Cameron, who didn't respond to a request for comment. "She's put the family on a strict diet with only farm-to-table foods, with plenty of fresh veggies and fruits. She's also bought a blender to puree Radix's food when the baby gets to that stage. Besides that, the couple are working overtime to stay in tip-top shape. They're at the gym first thing in the morning, and it's lights out at 9 p.m., so so they can all get the sleep they need to look after Radix, the source spilled. They don't want to rely on a nanny. The couple's home in Studio City is also getting a makeover. Cameron's disinfecting the house from top to bottom, the insider snitched. The floors get a non-toxic cleaning every day. Radix's nursery is totally green, sources said. Cameron uses chemical-free wipes, glass bottles, and eco-friendly pacifiers, added the insider. She even insists on using cloth diapers. Both Cameron and Benji are more than happy to commit an entirely new lifestyle to keep Radix safe and healthy. And Justin is locked out of Jen's life. Jennifer Aniston may be happy to reconnect with former hubby Brad Pitt, but she's desperate to ditch her other ex, Justin Theroux. Justin was miffed that she invited Brad to her annual holiday party, an insider snitched. Jen is sorry that Justin's pride was hurt, but that's his problem and not hers. Sources told the National Enquirer that the Friends star, 50, is fed up with Justin, 48, trying to shoehorn his way back into her life by tapping her pals and connections to advance his own career. She's been happy to keep Justin in her circle, but frankly, she's tired of being used and his me-first attitude, tattled the insider. According to sources, the girl-on-the-train actor is in constant contact with most of Jen's closest pals, and he pumps them for favors. While reps for both stars denied our story, the insider said, Jen finds it disrespectful, as well as pretty creepy, that Justin won't quit dropping her name and milking her connections. She said it's time for him to make his own way on his own merits. But when they speak, Jen's polite, but she's upset Justin has turned into a bit of a user. She's looking forward to fully easing him out of the picture. Pal said that Jennifer has forgiven Justin for parading his friendships with other women in public and on social media so soon after their split. Jen's the last person to hold a grudge, but she's done with letting Justin use her for his benefit, added the insider. And we have a troubled hunk quitting Grey's. Grey's Anatomy mainstay Justin Chambers hid a secret DUI bust and struggled with mental health issues, prompting his abrupt departure from the hit series Grey's Anatomy, sources said. After 16 seasons as Dr. Alex Karev, his final episode aired without notice on November 14th, and it was reported that Justin had been treated at the same luxury facility where Selena Gomez and Game of Thrones star Kit Harington have been patients. I guess nobody realized the full toll that Grey's Anatomy was taking on Justin, confided a source close to the 49-year-old actor. After so long on the show, it seems weird he was just written out like that. He'd been on the show since the first season, and then his character just disappeared with no send-off at all? According to insiders, the father of five was treated for stress, depression, and life coaching at Privé Suisse, a mental health clinic in Connecticut. Before leaving January 8th to fly back to Los Angeles, Justin was seen in the area at different places over several weeks, including at a restaurant in Old Saybrook, revealed a source. He was nice and chatted to other diners, but looked very thin. Although Justin's rep called the recent reports completely untrue, in 2008, the actor checked into the same Los Angeles psych ward where Britney Spears was once treated. Justin said he had a biological sleep disorder, describing how his mind keeps racing and your body is tired. It wants to sleep, but it can't. But at the time, the National Enquirer reported Justin had a history of partying hard, with a source claiming that he'd shown up for work on the hit ABC medical drama with booze on his breath. What's more, the Enquirer can exclusively reveal that Justin was arrested by the El Segundo Police Department in 2011 and charged with DUI and having a blood alcohol content higher than 0.08. Court papers showed his blood alcohol level was 0.15. He pleaded no contest to that charge, and the first charge was dropped. Justin was sentenced to 36 months probation, fined $2,218, and ordered to attend 13 AA meetings, 18 hours of alcohol education, 2 hours of counseling, and 27 hours of group sessions, plus complete a program at the L.A. morgue. After his surprise Grey's Anatomy exit, Justin would only say he had maybe been treated at Privé Suisse, adding that he was looking forward to life, family, love, and friendships. Folks, you're listening to Sun Sounds, and if you've missed any part of this or your other favorite programs, you can find it on demand on our website at sunsounds.org, and then click on Broadcast Info and Audio. And we are going to continue now with some more stories from this week's Enquirer, and we have Married Mel's Affair to Remember. Father of nine, Mel Gibson, who is in the midst of a comeback with the announcement that his big-budget sequel to The Passion of the Christ will come out next year, can't seem to run away from his sleazy past. Blonde actress Diana Aloise has come forward to reveal that the horn dog was a nonstop sex machine during their passionate four-month affair while he was married to wife Robin Moore Gibson. What's more, the knockout claimed the two made love dozens of times, and he never used protection. Diana also charged Mel invited her to go back to his home after the two met at a party in 1988. He gave her his address, and she drove to Mel's apartment, where he was outside waiting for her. "When Mel saw me, he jumped on the hood of my Porsche and told me to head to a parking lot," now 61-year-old Diana told the National Enquirer. "So I drove on with him clinging to my car for dear life. It was hilarious." The pair ended up drinking beer in Mel's home while watching his movie Mad Max, and then hopped into bed, where they made love four times without protection. "It seemed really natural," recalled Diana. "He was just such a sweet and funny guy and a caring lover." While Mel, now 64 and a dad of nine, admitted that he planned to have another child with Robin, their affair continued. "Looking back, it was maybe not the best thing to do, but I just went with the flow," said Diana. And Mel did not respond to a request for comment. And Joaquin's cult past fueled his twisted Joker role. Brooding screen hunk Joaquin Phoenix's early years in the notorious Children of God cult helped him embody his sinister role in Joker, according to a former member of the sect. In 1972, the actor's parents joined the controversial movement, founded by late ex-pastor David Berg, and uprooted their young family to become nomadic missionaries. But several years later, they fled with their four kids after some members charged that the organization was promoting incest and sex with children. A rep for the religious group, now operating as the Family International, slammed past allegations of institutionalized abuse and said they have had a zero-tolerance policy in place for three decades for the protection of minors. But ex-member Floor Edwards claimed the group's twisted teachings likely left a mark on 45-year-old Joaquin, who did not respond to the National Enquirer's request for comment. Discussing his absolutely brilliant performance as psychopath Arthur Fleck, who becomes Batman's nemesis, the Joker, she dished, "I think he's able to access parts of the mind, perhaps because of his experience in the cult." Floor, who said she was never sexually abused during her time with the sect, recalled a little bit of physical abuse and psychological manipulation that has had a lasting impact. And Hoda boots Kathy Lee as a bridesmaid. Hoda Kotb's BFF, Kathy Gifford, won't be a bridesmaid when she marries fiancé Joel Schiffman. Hoda's made it clear this won't be a today wedding. She wants a small family wedding that will focus on her and Joel and her two daughters, sources said. Only people that Hoda considers friends will be invited. Kathy Lee will attend, and she's fine with that. She and Hoda will be friends forever. And we have another son for Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway spilled her big secret at the Critics' Choice Awards. It's a boy. The Devil Wears Prada princess, 37, has yet to announce to the world that she'd had her baby, but she was overheard at the awards show telling a pal it's a he while showing off baby pictures on her cell phone. Another clue that the Les Miserables lovely and her husband, actor Adam Shulman, have already welcomed child number two was the skin-tight gold Versace gown she wore on her noticeably slim figure. The tight-lipped twosome already have a son, 3-year-old Jonathan Rosebanks Shulman. We'll switch over now to the cover stories from the current issue of Globe, and we have some celebrity news here. Enraged Bill erupts over Eddie joke. The first minutes of Eddie Murphy's triumphant return to Saturday Night Live have rekindled his raging feud with jailed sex creep Bill Cosby. If you would have told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home house dad and Bill Cosby would be in jail, even I would have taken that bet, joked guest host Eddie at the beginning of his opening monologue, sparking roars of laughter from the studio audience. These days, of course, 82-year-old Cosby is rotting behind bars for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004, while 58-year-old Eddie is riding high following his acclaimed performance in Dolomite Is My Name. The dig at the disgraced star sparked fury from the Cosby camp, with publicist Andrew Wyatt lashing out and accusing the Beverly Hills Cop alum of deciding to sell himself back to being a Hollywood slave. The funny man's war of words dates back decades to a phone call, explains an insider. Bill and Eddie had a conversation on the phone, and it began with Bill congratulating Eddie on his success. But Bill was a bit insistent that Eddie consider using less profanity. Eddie quickly took offense and told Bill, "That works for you, and look how big Red Fox and Richard Pryor are, and you best be damn sure they curse, so F off, man, I didn't ask for your advice." And that was just the start of their feud. Back in 1987, sources say, Cosby predicted that Murphy's star would flame out, and then the Jell-O pitchman's spy flop, Leonard Part 6, was eclipsed at the box office by Eddie's stand-up blockbuster Raw. Then, when rumors spread in Tinseltown that Cosby had attempted to block his own movie's release to save face, the insider claimed the disgraced comedian tried to blame Eddie for leaking the news to embarrass him. And Madonna and Guy grudge explodes. Madonna and Guy Ritchie are locked in a vicious new custody battle, and the angry exes are going all out to destroy each other, sources tell Globe. Trouble flared over the holidays when movie mogul Ritchie, 51, accused the material girl, 61, of violating the terms of their 11-year-old divorce. Sources say that the pair, who are parents of Rocco, 19, and 14-year-old adopted son David Banda, have been clashing over visitation time. Guy thinks that Madonna is a pathetic human being, dishes an insider, and he won't give in to her about anything. The Like a Virgin singer recently triggered chatter when she was spotted getting cozy with backup dancer Amalek Williams, 25, the latest in a string of boy toy beaus. Meanwhile, the Snatch director remarried 4 years ago, tying the knot with British beauty Jackie Ainsley, 38, who's mom to his three other children, Raphael, 8, Rivka, 7, and Levi, 5. Adds the insider, Guy's not happy at the prospect of the kids that he shares with Madonna being around her and her hangers-on, especially now that she has this creepy new romance with a 25-year-old. Meanwhile, Madonna despises her former husband and has vowed to fight back, according to the Mole. Adds the snitch. They just hate each other with such a passion, And it's horrible that their kids are stuck in the middle. Okay, next we have all the celebrity buzz. This is Hollywood's Inside Scoop. Is rapper 50 Cent super cool or just a fool? Recent goings-on point to the latter, and the clueless performer just shelled out $100,000 to clear an entire Toys R Us store in New Jersey of customers so his wide-eyed son, Sire, 7, could enjoy a dream-come-true shopping experience. And then he bragged about it on social media. Almost needless to say, but many couldn't wrap their heads around the rapper's boastful overindulgence, commented one disgruntled woman, "I'm trying to be positive, but I just got off my shift at a nonprofit thrift store and watched some parents count change to buy some used toys," while another fan snarked, "What a wonderful gesture, giving an entire toy store to needy kids. Oh, wait, I read this wrong." And Carrie's update from heaven. In a galaxy far, far away, Carrie Fisher's spirit lives on. The actress, famed for her role as Star Wars icon Princess Leia, suffered a heart attack on a plane in 2016 and died at age 60 4 days later. But she's now managed to deliver a beyond-the-grave message. The bulletin came when her brother, Todd Fisher, was fishing through his late mother, Debbie Reynolds' desk, looking for memorabilia to include in a pop-up museum of Carrie's Star Wars item. "I've been through that drawer several times," says the 61-year-old director, describing how a ghostly message from his famous sister, written on a page ripped from a book, seems to have appeared out of thin air. "I know Carrie's writing inside and out. She was writing as if she were dead and what it was like." The message read, "I am dead. How are you? I'll see you soon. I would call and tell you what this is like, but there's no reception up here." She continues, as if from a script, "Cut. New scene, new setup, new heavenly location. I finally got the part that I have been rehearsing for all my life. God gave me the part. This is the end of the road I have been touring on all my life," says her stunned sibling. "It just blew my mind." And Olivia goes wild over Eddie's prop. Sticky-fingered actress Olivia Wilde made off with a Saturday Night Live prop used by A-list guest host Eddie Murphy. The literary larceny occurred on the NBC sketch show's highest-rated episode in 2.5 years. The 35-year-old fiancé of Saturday Night Live alumni Jason Sudeikis snatched a book that Eddie, 58, a breakout cast member who'd left the show in 1984, held up while reviving his classic character, Velvet Jones. And Bindi is to honeymoon close to home. Bride-to-be Bindi Irwin already has plans for her honeymoon with fiancé Chandler Powell, and they're not going to be far from home. "We all keep joking that our first thing as man and wife will be feeding the crocodiles at the family zoo in Australia," quips the 21-year-old cutie. Not that the couple has been missing out on animals. Bindi and Chandler, 23, just had an encounter with crocs and alligators during a mid-December visit to Disney World in Florida, where they visited the young American's family. Chandler, an expat living in Australia, met Bindi back in 2013 during a visit to the zoo on the same day that the bubbly blonde was giving tours. And next, folks, we have a special report. The FBI is on the warpath for Epstein's ex. Gal pal Ghislaine has secrets of dead deviant's cronies, including Prince Andrew. The FBI is hunting for Ghislaine Maxwell, murdered pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's mysterious English lover, who sources say holds the fate of the world's most powerful men in her hands. The 58-year-old brunette, daughter of late British media tycoon Robert Maxwell, vanished around the time the billionaire perv was found dying in his Manhattan jail cell last August 10th. Ghislaine's considered the key to unraveling the sordid world of Epstein, 66, who entertained the wealthiest and most influential men at his homes and on his private jet, the Lolita Express, which transported harems of underage girls. The socialite may have devastating evidence about her life with Epstein before their breakup around the turn of the century. She and the deviant financier associated with Prince Andrew and lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who all insist they did not party with Epstein's girls. As Globe previously reported, Ghislaine is accused of fixing up Prince Andrew with an Epstein sex slave, 17-year-old Virginia Roberts Guffrey, for a night of clubbing and debauchery in London in 2001. Virginia claims that Epstein and Ghislaine took her and Andrew to the trendy club Tramp, where the prince sweated like a pig dancing with her. Later, on the way back to Epstein's Belgravia home, she rode with the billionaire and Ghislaine while the prince went ahead with his guard. In the car, Ghislaine tells me that I have to do for Andrew what I do for Jeffrey, and that just made me sick, Virginia said. At Epstein's home, however, things were relatively tame. She claims the prince sucked her toes while they took a bath together and later had sex. Andrew, who has been forced to give up his royal duties, insists that he was never intimate with Virginia and denies knowing her. He also said he had no idea that Epstein was having sex with underage teens, even after the perv served time as a convicted sex offender. But Virginia has released a photo of Andrew with his arm around her. Ghislaine is in the background of the image Virginia says was taken when she was 17. Andrew, who continued to hang out with Epstein after his conviction, claims the photo is doctored. Through her attorneys, Ghislaine has denied all accusations that she acted, in effect, as Epstein's procurer and is adamant that she broke no laws. But other violated gals now suing Epstein's $500 million estate claim that she was key to the billionaire sex trafficking ring, along with also missing French model agency kingpin Jean-Luc Brunel, who disappeared shortly after his friend's death, which has been ruled a suicide, despite evidence indicating murder. Jennifer Arose, who charges that Epstein raped her at age 14, claims Ghislaine was his madam, recruited his underage harem, and supplied the perv billionaire with a string of young girls. She participated with and assisted in maintaining and protecting his sex trafficking ring, ensuring that approximately 3 girls a day were made available to him for his sexual pleasure, says Jennifer. Now the FBI wants the story straight from Ghislaine's mouth. Here's some more celebrity news, folks. How about 10 things you don't know about Laurie Metcalf? Laurie Metcalf had racked up more than a decade of notable stage credits before landing her best-known role as Jackie Harris, the neurotic sister of the title character on TV's Roseanne, a part she continues to play on its spinoff, The Conners. Here are 10 things that you don't know about the 64-year-old actress. 1. She studied German in college and planned to become an interpreter before switching her focus to acting. 2. She was one of the first members of Chicago's legendary Steppenwolf Theater Company. 3. She joined the cast of Saturday Night Live in 1981 for the final episode of its widely panned 6th season, but wasn't invited back. 4. After Roseanne went off the air in 1997, Laurie says she spent a year as a ranch woman, raising sheep and spinning their wool into yarn. 5. She prefers theater over other acting mediums and confesses, "The camera has always intimidated me." 6. She's been married twice, to actors Jeff Perry and Matt Roth, but says she's done with relationships because, quote, "I'm not cut out to share a life with somebody," end quote. 7. She was the last Roseanne cast member to sign on for The Conners because she was scared to death that the Roseanne Barr Less series would tank. 8. She considers herself hideously shy in real life, but adds, on stage, I can run around naked and bite the heads off fish. 9. She was surprised by her Oscar nomination for 2017's Lady Bird and admits, I just hadn't planned on it ever happening to me. And 10. She owns a dog called Danvers, whose name was inspired by Supergirl's alias, Kara Danvers. And next we have a special report, folks. This is Garth's Fatal Attraction. Smitten Garth Brooks is chasing after curvy man magnate Miranda Lambert, and his hefty older wife Trisha Yearwood is in a jealous funk, sources tell Globe. The 57-year-old country superstar swears his interest in the 36-year-old overuse songbird is professional. He only wants to hook up for a concert tour, insiders say. But sources dish that he and Trisha, 55, have exploded with furious clashes, leaving their 14-year marriage hanging by a thread. Trisha is insanely jealous of Garth's intense interest in Miranda, spills a friend. She's furious with Garth because she knows Miranda is a notorious man-eater who has a history of trying to get her hooks into married men. Back in 2018, Lambert dated married musician Evan Felker, who ended up divorcing his wife, Stacy. Trisha doesn't want history to repeat itself, insiders say. She feels humiliated by all the attention that Garth is giving to Miranda, says the friend. Garth has been gushing endlessly about Miranda, who wed second hubby Brendan McLaughlin, a Big Apple cop, last year, pals say. He wants Miranda as his duet partner for a future tour, but Trisha gets tired of him talking about her, the friend says. He'll be like, have you heard Miranda's new song? It's amazing. And Trisha will say, yes, she likes it. And then Garth will go on raving about Miranda's songwriting. And Trisha is like, yeah, I get it. You think she's awesome. Garth's constant rave reviews for Blake Shelton's ex-wife have Trisha feeling like she's chopped liver, adds the friend. Trisha knows that Garth's interest in Miranda is professional because he wants to tour with her, and she's extremely self-conscious about all the weight she's gained and furious that he's falling all over Miranda when he should be focusing on her. As Globe previously reported, Trisha, who's launched a second career with cookbooks and her Food Network show, Trisha's Southern Kitchen, has ballooned again, gaining an estimated 43 pounds. Meanwhile, Garth has been singing Miranda's praises. In one interview, he gushed the younger beauty is putting together a catalog for the ages. And backstage at the 2017 Country Music Association Awards, Garth suggested that Miranda should have won Entertainer of the Year instead of him. When they performed last year at Loretta Lynn's Nashville Birthday Tribute Concert, Garth flattered Miranda endlessly. And, of course, that has a way of getting to a gal, the source blabs. He asked Miranda if she wanted to collaborate on a song and said his dream is for them to do a stadium tour. Together, they could conquer the world. Trisha worked with Garth on his last tour, but now he's told her they shouldn't tie their careers so closely together, the friend says. She's furious over how close Garth has grown to Miranda, adds the insider, and it's heightened all of her insecurities about her self-image. Trisha knows that Garth is not looking to hit on Miranda, but the fact that he's putting so much focus on her has made Trisha take another look at herself. She's incredibly insecure. They're fighting so much about it, it's left their marriage hanging by a thread. Now, Trisha's become desperately determined to lose the weight she's put on so that her husband's attention is put squarely back on her. Folks, you're listening to Sun Sounds, and we're going to switch over right now to the current issue of Star, and let's start with the cover stories. We've got Caitlyn's Big Apology. In a candid new interview, Caitlyn Jenner shared her regret that her famous family took flack for not being there for her after her I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here ouster. I was disappointed they were criticized, says the 70-year-old, noting that after the show was over, I texted or called all the kids to apologize. During her time competing on the Australian Survival Show, the Olympian repeatedly brought up the Kardashian-Jenner clan, claiming, among other things, to barely speak to stepdaughter Khloe Kardashian, 35, with ex-wife Kris Jenner. Even so, a source tells Star, they accepted her apology for making them look uncaring. She didn't ask them to be there, said the source. They didn't blame Caitlyn, but she could have said something on the show, so it didn't appear that she had no support at all. The family reunited for their annual Christmas Eve bash, where, says the source, Khloe and Kate chatted. No deep conversation, clarifies the source, but it was very cordial. They hugged and kissed and wished each other the best, says the source. The two are now at peace. Khloe might be the most distant daughter, but that's because she's very protective of Kris and wasn't happy with Caitlyn trashing her mom after her memoir, says the insider. But they don't hate each other. Caitlyn, whose 2015 transition rocked the reality show star family, called her Down Under jungle experience an opportunity to reflect on things. Still, says the source, she didn't overthink whether her mea culpa would get a friendly reaction. She's made many mistakes in the parenting department, says the source. She gets it. She's made amends, and now they accept that it isn't her concern. She has to move forward and live her life. Our next story, folks, is Michelle's engaged and pregnant. Workplace romance. Michelle Williams and her Fosse Verdon director, Thomas Kail, are heading into 2020 with a double dose of good news. Not only are the couple engaged, but they're expecting a baby. The four-time Oscar nominee, 39, and the Hamilton vet, 42, were drawn together while shooting the FX miniseries about the famed director and his dancer wife. Michelle and Tommy were together 24/7, working and rehearsing and spending their downtime together with the cast over meals, says a source. They fell in love. The timing raised eyebrows, as both had been in relationships until fairly recently. Michelle, who wed indie musician Phil Everplum in the summer of 2018, split from him in early 2019, while Thomas's relationship with Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker actress Angela Christian also fizzled in 2019. They ended their other relationships around the same time, explains a source. They couldn't deny they had something special, and they're on cloud nine about the pregnancy. Also thrilled, Matilda, Michelle's 14-year-old daughter with her late partner Heath Ledger. There's no way Michelle would marry a man if Matilda had problems with it, says the source. Matilda likes Tommy and thinks he's a nice guy. She's even more excited to have a little brother or sister, says the source, and she can see how happy this has made her mom. And we got Taylor's new start. After Cat's not-so-perfect debut, Taylor Swift is looking to pounce across the pond to live with her British beau, Joe Alwyn. Taylor would never abandon her roots entirely, but she does love the UK, says an insider, adding that the timing is right for the 30-year-old. Tay also hopes to escape the continued bad blood with music manager Scooter Braun, whom she's blamed for preventing her from performing her old hits. The Cats reviews and Scooter drama have pushed her over the edge, says the insider. Plus, she's grown to really appreciate British culture after 3 years with Joe. And Adam and Joanne, baby number two. There's no hiding their excitement this time around. A source tells Star that Adam Driver and Joanne Tucker, who only just revealed in October they have a two-year-old son, are telling pals they want to expand their family. We'd love to give their little boy a sibling. Adam is hoping for a girl, spills an insider. And now the timing seems perfect. Adam, 36, scored a Golden Globe nod for his performance in Marriage Story, now generating Oscar buzz, and stars in the most recent installment to the blockbuster Star Wars franchise, The Rise of Skywalker. But But a source insists that his favorite role is being dad and husband, adding, he'd rather be home in Brooklyn Heights with Joanne, their kid, and their dog, out of the limelight. They hope to tell friends some good news in the new year. Our next cover story, folks, is Kaya and Pete, pregnant and eloping? Kaya Gerber's parents are worried that things are moving way too fast between the model and the troubled comedian Pete Davidson. Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber were on a mission. 2 days after Christmas, the power couple headed straight to their daughter Kaya's New York City apartment to confront her boyfriend of 2 months, Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson. After having a man-to-man conversation upstairs with the comedian, an emotional Randy was seen outside Kaya's building relaying what had happened to his wife, who listened with a shocked look on her face. Reports quickly surfaced saying that Randy and Cindy had staged an intervention with Pete over concerns about his mental health. But an insider exclusively tells Star they were there to confront him about Kaya and their fears that the 18-year-old model is planning to secretly marry Pete, 26. They heard the couple want to elope, says the source. They were heartbroken and sprang into action, and some heated words were exchanged. Even more troubling, Kaya's friends and families are terrified she's going to wind up pregnant, the source adds, and baby news is the last thing that Cindy and Randy want to hear. It's everyone's worst nightmare. Things have been hot and heavy between Kaya and Pete since they were first spotted on a date in October. A month later, they were photographed making out poolside at a hotel in Miami. They're always all over each other, says the insider of the pair. A smitten Kaya, meanwhile, can't stop telling pals that Pete is her soulmate, and she wants to wed him ASAP. They've been telling friends they want to get married and are secretly engaged, says the source. All that Cindy and Randy, scrambling to protest the vast fortune she stands to inherit from, among other things, Randy's Casa Amigos tequila business with George Clooney. Pete isn't exactly an obvious candidate for husband and father. He recently revealed that he struggles with mental illness and anxiety and admits that he smokes marijuana on a daily basis. Randy and Cindy actually like Pete, but he really needs to get his life together, says the insider. Right now, he's got a ton of baggage. With his issues and drugs and depression, he can be erratic and scary. And he doesn't have the best track record with relationships either. While he's currently basking in all the fanfare and attention that he and Kaya, one of the most in-demand models in the world, are getting, the source says people close to the Saturday Night Live star predict their romance will crash and burn. Everyone knows he'll get bored or sabotage things one way or another, like he always does. The warnings are falling on deaf ears. The source says that Kaya has become obsessed with Pete and is totally under his spell. She used to be close to Cindy and a total daddy's girl, says the insider, but now Pete is all that matters to her. She's aware of his issues and is convinced she can fix him, says the source. The pressure on Kaya to save Pete is intense. She shouldn't have that burden. Pete claims that he's just as committed. He really loves her, says an insider, adding that the comedian appreciates that Kaya is unaffected by fame and isn't consumed with being in the spotlight. This is the first time he's ever felt this way about anybody, says the insider. She's a keeper, and he wants to marry her and have babies with her. But he's not willing to go back to rehab. He did a stint in 2016. And a source says he also has no intention of ever signing a prenup, the absence of which could put Kaya's $1 billion fortune at risk. Now insiders claim Cindy and Randy are calling out the big guns to talk some sense into their daughter, including Randy's best friend and Casa Amigos Tequila co-founder George Clooney. If anyone can make Kaya listen, it's George, Kaya loves George, says the insider. He's like an uncle to her. Cindy and Randy feel strongly that he can get Kaya to press the pause button on her relationship with Pete, says the source. Randy's asked George to be prepared to step in. George may not know what he's getting into. According to insiders, Kaya has no plans of slowing things down anytime soon. Kaya's made it very clear that she adores Pete and sees a long-term future with him, regardless of any reservations her parents may have, says the source. And Randy and Cindy's efforts to get them to pump the brakes are backfiring. It's all happened so quickly, it's way too intense for Cindy and Randy's liking. But Kaya's got this real us-against-the-world thing going on, says the source, and nobody can talk her out of it. And folks, that does it for the tabloids for today. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about what's happening. And remember, if you missed your favorite program, you can find it on demand on our website at sunsounds.org, and then click Broadcast Info and Audio. This is Peggy Garvey McMahon, your volunteer reader for SunSounds. I've enjoyed reading for you today, and I will look forward to next time. Have a great week. Bye now.